And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. Buckley Shoes has been fitting quality footwear for the entire family generation after generation. Since 1894, Buckley Shoes of Bad Axe. At the August 17th City Council meeting, representatives from Andy Campbell-Benzinski and Company discussed potential financing for the Silver Street project in Bad Axe. Councilman David Rapson said the city would have funds available for a proposed bond payment, while Councilman Nicholas Rochefort suggested exploring possible state grant funding. No final financing action was taken. Council also discussed vacant and deteriorating commercial properties, including the possibility of blight programs to help improve buildings. Motorized bicycles and e-bikes were another concern brought up. Police Chief Weber said riders must follow bicycle traffic laws, while council members suggested additional public education and potentially pursuing funding for an e-bike path. The council also approved more than $232,000 in bills. A Huron County woman is facing retail fraud charges following an appearance in district court. Kristen Ann Janos was arraigned Monday on a second-degree retail fraud charge stemming from an alleged incident on August 23rd. During the hearing, Judge Julianne Ferris entered a plea of not guilty on behalf of the defendant. The court set bond at $1,000, requiring 10% for release, and ordered Janos to stay away from the Bad Axe Walmart. The prosecution noted outstanding warrants for Janos in Lapeer and Sanlac counties. Attorney Martin Przondak has been appointed to represent her moving forward, and a plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for October 8th at 10 a.m. A Michigan law firm says it's now receiving multiple calls involving the former Saginaw United High School substitute teacher and assistant football coach charged with sexually assaulting a teenage student. Van Johnson Law announced Saturday that it has received multiple calls concerning Lance Henderson and says it has reason to believe there could be additional alleged victims who have not come forward. The firm is asking anyone who may have information or believes they were affected to contact its office. The announcement comes one day after Henderson was arraigned on one count of first-degree criminal sexual conduct. Saginaw police arrested Henderson on Thursday, and according to court records, a judge denied Henderson bond following his arraignment on Friday. Saginaw Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Raymond Roberts says Henderson worked at Saginaw United as a substitute teacher through Educational Staffing Solutions and was also an assistant boys football coach. Roberts says Henderson was removed from both positions as soon as the district became aware of the allegations. The district says it will continue to cooperate with law enforcement. Henderson is scheduled to return to court for a pre-examination hearing on August 27th, followed by a preliminary examination on September 3rd. Van Johnson Law is asking potential additional victims or others with relevant information to contact the firm at 1-855-VEN-FIGHTS. At this point, authorities have publicly announced one criminal sexual conduct charge against Henderson, but the law firm's statement concerning possible additional victims is its own assertion and does not establish that additional crimes have occurred. Henderson is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Do you love a sidewalk sale? Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and I'm here to tell you about our sidewalk sale. Shoes are put out on the sidewalk all summer long and into the fall. These are quality shoes that are marked down as much as 60%. We have men's and women's shoes and sandals that are put on these racks simply because there isn't enough room in the store. As we sell these shoes, new styles are put out on the rack weekly. Stop by often and see what we have in your size. Buckley Shoes in downtown Bad Axe.
When you think of sandals, you should think of Buckley Shoes. Hi, this is Greg from Buckley Shoes, and we have the pair of sandals you've been looking for. Tired of those flip-flops that hurt your feet? We have flip-flops from Olokai, UFOs, and Vionic that have excellent arch support and look great too. Buckley's has men's and women's sandals for all your summer fun. Keen, Merrill, SAS, Dansko, and Nayot are just a few of the brands we carry. Buckley Shoes is open 6 days a week in downtown Bad Axe.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.